Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
My dad used to have an expression. Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions?
You know what this is? It wasn't just the money. It wasn't just $8 million. It was also his ego. Pride and money is why he knowingly violated the rules.
I believe that the terrorist threat level that we're contending with right now is at a whole nother level from an already heightened terrorist threat level that we were seeing even before October 7th.
The clock is ticking. Believe it or not, only 235 days left until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, here's our number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Many of you may not know, may not remember. I certainly do because the images, the memories of 9/11/01 are just etched in my brain. And the days that followed and the broadcasts and being down at ground zero and then what happened thereafter. America went to war against radical terrorism. And it was, do I think everything was handled perfectly? Not even close. I do not. Do I think that we've learned lessons about future conflicts and wars? Yeah, I've been the one telling you that due to the advancement of modern weaponry and technology, that wars are going to be fought by pushing buttons in air-conditioned buildings in some cities, states, towns in America, and we can obliterate enemies all around the world with pinpoint accuracy. That technology didn't exist. However, the day and the time that we would ever send our brave soldiers door-to-door in places like Fallujah or Ramadi, that we can never do that again, you know, stepping over one IED after another. And it was just terrible and certainly not the way to fight a war. And then we had to have the surge because you had to finish it. And we see the disaster that even became Afghanistan. I mean, that would not be military victory by any means. Now we have Al-Qaeda, their training camps have reemerged there. Now, one country that supported us the whole time was Israel. They never wavered. They never flinched. They never backed down. They understood because this is their everyday reality. Now, why do I bring this up? Is because Joe Biden, giving into the radical side of his caucus, they have been pressuring Israel not to win their war on terror. No, we want a ceasefire, ceasefire, almost from day one. And I've been communicating that to you. And now, because electorally, when nearly 19% of the electorate in Michigan in the Democratic primary didn't vote for Joe and voted for anybody but Joe, well, now they're panicked that that could lead to a loss in Michigan. So they're going to give in to the radical extremists, the squad members, including a squad that has rabidly anti-Semitic people, and not support Israel in their victory. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has said, no, Israel needs to defeat Hamas. They need to win the war. And it's just sad. Here's the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, calling for new Israeli elections to oust the obstacle to peace, which he says is Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is repulsive from a guy that has a long track record of doing repulsive things. This might be the top of the list. Listen.
Hamas and the Palestinians who support and tolerate their evil ways, radical right-wing Israelis in government and society, President Abbas, Prime Minister Netanyahu. These are the four obstacles to peace. And if we fail to overcome them, then Israel and the West Bank and Gaza will be trapped in the same violent state of affairs they've experienced for the last 75 years. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government. I also believe a majority of the Israeli public will recognize the need for change. And I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future.
Now, what's so disgusting about this is, you know, like Biden had no plan to rescue Americans trapped in Haiti. We abandoned people in Afghanistan. And here's Chuck Schumer, most powerful Democrat in the U.S. Senate and Congress, now calling for its wartime leader to give in to the radicals in his party, the same guy that hid under his bed when both Obama and Biden negotiated deals with the number one sponsor of state terror, Iran, and allowed the terrorist state to legally produce nuclear weapons by 2025. And, you know, the mad mullahs of Iran have made no secret the fact that their first target and their bucket list is going to be Israel. The next target is us. Anyway, joining us now is Sarah Carter. She has been on the ground in Israel. As well as, and we're always honored to have our friends from Israel on the program. Yael Eckstein is with us, and welcome both of you to the program. Yael is the president of and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We've been telling you how we partnered with them. There's so many people displaced, hundreds of thousands of Israelis in need of bare necessities. Welcome both of you. Sarah, let's start with you. And you've been on the ground there, I know, what, close to a week or 10 days or so. And you've been updating us on things that you've seen. What's the latest? And I know you met with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Yes, I was honored to have a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. I came here with the Latino Coalition in support of Israel. I'm a member of that coalition, and we came here to show our solidarity with the nation of Israel as an ally against an ongoing war on terror, Sean. I mean, I spend so much time working on stories and reporting stories for you from our border about the threat, the nexus of terrorism. And I'm in Israel today, and I want to, you know, I mean, for listening to Schumer make the statements that he made is utterly, I mean, astonishing and unbelievable. To act as if he can control what the Israeli government needs to do with its own future, to act as if he's in charge of the land of Israel. I spent today, right before I came on the show, and I came here to meet ambassadors from all over Latin America that are here in Israel, and to talk to them about what I've seen. I was with families of those who have been taken hostage and listening to the stories of what happened that day and the horrors that their children face when Hamas monsters, terrorists, demons broke into their home and tore their children from their arms and threw their fathers onto the ground. I mean, I spoke tonight to a father who described this in such anguish and detail, you know, remembering his son's last words to him before Hamas took him. And he still doesn't have his son back. And the horrors of what is happening here, I want to remind every American, and you're right, Sean, you opened up with it exactly. Israel was our ally. Israel is our ally and stood by our side after the September 11th attacks. And for many Israelis here that I speak to, they feel as though they're alone in the world. They feel as though the United States has turned its back on them. And right now, I mean, I just, speaking to Prime Minister Netanyahu.
But by the way, the government has, the people have not. I know there are many people that care. And I know there's also a group of people that have a mindset that, well, that's not our problem. We shouldn't be involved. And I think they couldn't be more wrong, especially when it comes to the country of Iran and what their plans are. And now their new alliance with Russia and China, they will have nuclear weapons and their sick ideology will allow them to use it.
And that's a direct threat to us, Sean. And you're absolutely right. We are fighting a common enemy. And I want everyone to understand that. This is a common enemy that will not stop with Israel. It will come towards us. I saw evidence of that. I've spoken to Israeli intelligence officials. I've also spoken to people from other nations that have corroborated that evidence. I have seen it with my own eyes. I was on the border of Lebanon today. I spoke with the mayor of a town that has been just decimated and it has been now evacuated, and the bombs keep falling. I know that speaking to Prime Minister Netanyahu, as well as Ambassador Ron Dermer, who you know as well, their first priority right now is Rafah and getting into Rafah and eliminating those last four battalions in Rafah of Hamas. That is like the number one priority. And they are just looking at our government, and we have so much support, I know, from the people in the United States, and they are reaching out, and I think our Israeli citizens know that, and they feel that love. I mean, we were all in tears today. We were holding each other and, you know, crying after. It was just such an emotional day, and I think that they know that, but what they need now is action. And, you know, if we ignore this, if we ignore our ally and turn our back on our ally, the Iranian regime, and it's the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, this cult-like regime will continue to spread its tentacles across the globe. And we're going to be the next victim, Sean. You talk about it every night on the show, about what's happening at our border. What makes any American or any government official think that they haven't already infiltrated our border?
Israel doesn't
want U.S. boots on the ground. Israel doesn't want U.S. boots on the ground. They want support from the United States government to fight a common enemy.
Oh, this is the opposite of it. I mean, Schumer should be ashamed of himself. I mean, I don't even think this guy knows shame. Y'all, I know you guys have been on the ground from day one with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I see the bombing in the north out of Lebanon, but Hezbollah has ratcheted up quite a bit, and so many neighborhoods are now abandoned, and they're using drones, as I understand it, to destroy people's homes every single day. How bad is it on the ground?
Well, Sean, I want to first thank you so much for being this voice of moral clarity that we all need. I think of the words of Isaiah when he said, in the last of days, good will be called evil and evil will be called good. God has, for whatever reason, hardened the hearts of so many people to think that good, Israel, which is fighting this war for everyone, just like Sarah said, for the entire free world, that suddenly Israel is being called evil. And so we need to stand together, Christians and Jews, as the terrorists say. First, they're going to come for the Saturday people, and then they'll come for the Sunday people. They call Israel the big Satan and America the little Satan, that we're fighting the same enemy. And so, Sean, unfortunately, I can't make the terrorists surrender, and I can't make them stop launching rockets. But what fellowship does do is that we are on the ground, on the northern border, on the southern border, in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, wherever there is a threat, we are there saving Jewish lives in the line of fire on behalf of millions of Christians who stand with them and have that moral clarity. So just in the past few weeks, we've distributed over 5,000 flak jackets and helmets to first responders. We've placed over 140 bomb shelters at children's bus stops in the northern and southern border. We've distributed hundreds of thousands of meals. And so it's incredible to see that within all the darkness, what Sarah said, what she feels on the ground, the Israeli people feel so alone. But when the fellowship comes, just like 2 weeks ago, I went to visit an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor in Seattle. You were talking, Sean, about how you were in Seattle not too long ago. And the town was evacuated. There are around 500 elderly who would rather die in our homes than live as refugees. And so they've stayed, but there is no supermarkets, no garbage pickup, no neighbors. So the fellowship is distributing meals to those 500 elderly here. So I went to visit this 88-year-old woman, Holocaust survivor, in a bombarded, rocket-bombarded city that's evacuated, and I brought her a food box, and I brought her a blanket, and I said, "This is some Christians in America who love you." And she started crying, Sean, and she held me, and she said, "We're not alone. We have friends." She said, "On October 7th, I looked out my window and saw my two best friends murdered by terrorists, and there was no one who was standing with us. And once again, the world hates us and blames us. There are Christians who love us, and for me, that sums everything up." Just like you're saying, it's not a matter of the rise of anti-Semitism. That's always been there.
Yeah. People have all. You're kind of breaking up on us, but I've been trying to explain this to people how dire it is on the ground, and that's why I'm urging people to help your organization, because you are helping hundreds of thousands of Israelis. You have a website, supportifcj.org, and I strongly urge people to go there. It is that bad, and it's only going to get that worse. And the last thing Israel needs to hear, this would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day if you extrapolate out and compare the population. But Israel needs to win its war against terror so that it is no longer an existential threat to their very survival. Yael, thank you. Sarah, thank you. We appreciate both of you. 800-941-SEAN as we continue.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying, you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Things are not going particularly well for some of my cable colleagues. I don't want to call them news people because they're not news people. You know, just like fake Jake Tapper, they're masquerading as journalists, and they're just left-wing, radical leftists. Democratic talk show hosts. That's all they are. And they're not honest about it. Anyway, we know what happened to Don Lemon over at Fake News CNN. So he goes over to X. He's welcomed by Elon Musk. And the first interview he wants to do is with Elon himself. And then he starts, you know, getting contentious with Elon Musk. Well, what about there's more hate on your site than ever before? What are you going to do about it? And so on and so forth. At one point, Elon goes, I don't have to answer your questions. And then he says, I'm only doing this because it's on X and you asked for it. And then finally he says after the interview of the day after, you know what? Nah, we're not going to partner with Tom Lemon after all. He's too much like CNN. And that is a failing and utter disaster. Anyway, here's part of that.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program of other fake news hosts. Then you got Joy Reid. She was along with conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow and Circleback Jen Psaki. Remember, they were mocking the people of Virginia because we had election polls showing post-election that the number one issue on the mind of people in Virginia happened to be immigration. Now, they didn't mention that a young teenage girl was raped by an illegal immigrant, alleged to have been raped by an illegal immigrant. They didn't mention all the other crimes committed by illegals in the Commonwealth of Virginia. No, they wanted to joke about it, giggle about it, and say, well, you know, immigration, they are bordering West Virginia, ha, ha, ha. Well, will they giggle in front of the victim's parents? Will they giggle if they meet Lake and Riley's family? There's no help for these people. They are radical leftist talk show hosts that claim to be journalists. They are fake. They are phony. They are fraudulent. Anyway, let's get to our busy phone, shall we? Let us say hi to Patrick, who is in the great state of South Carolina. Patrick, hi. How are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Good, Sean. Thank you for taking my call today.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
So we've been, my wife and I have been doing a lot of traveling because of a terminal cancer. So we've been doing a lot of bucket list items and going to hospitals across the country. And the things that we've witnessed have just shocked us. You know, I like to believe everything I see on TV is true, but I know it's not. But I want to share a couple of things that we've seen. And I'm just an average Joe. When we were out in Los Angeles, California to have we thought was a life-saving surgery, the homeless people out there was breathtaking. We couldn't.
Oh, I've been showing these videos forever. They literally are taking over, street after street after street. There's no facilities. I mean, people defecating in public and urinating in public and worse than that, they're shooting up and leaving their needles on streets all over the state of California. It's unreal.
They've ruined a beautiful state. Then we went.
You can add to that all the smash and grab robberies and all the store closures as a result of this, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to get to that in a second. I witnessed one. Then we went to San Antonio, Texas. It was a bucket list. We wanted to see, downtown and the rivers and stuff. And while we were out there for 4 days with friends, there was no less than 4 Amber Alerts every day, every single day. And one night we were catching our Uber and I saw a police officer and I went over and said, hi, sir, can I ask you a question? And he said, oh, sure. I said, what's with all the Amber Alerts all day long? He said, it's the border. He goes, wait until the summertime. It gets way worse than this.
Well, I just got to tell you something. I don't really have much hope for California to turn around. I know a lot of people. It turns out in that primary vote, the four-way race, that it looks like Steve Garvey, the former baseball great who played with the Padres and the Dodgers, is beating, the congenital liar Adam Schiff by about 5,000 votes. Now, they're going to have a runoff in November to replace Dianne Feinstein. Now, the problem is that you had 3 Democrats and 1 Republican. So I would imagine those Democrats in that liberal leftist crazy state that you are visiting are going to probably not go for Steve Garvey, who would be a really good selection for the people of California. I'm not being pessimistic. I'm trying to be realistic. Now, maybe the people of California have had enough. I don't know. Maybe it's a tipping point. I don't know. I think had we paid attention to New Jersey and the gubernatorial race, we could have won that state. And I think maybe that's a state that, I don't know, if I'm Donald Trump, I might be looking at to pick off in this election year.
Absolutely. But, so one more trip and then I'll be gone. So my wife wanted to go to Napa Valley. So of course we flew into San Francisco. And as soon as we get off the plane to go get her car, there was probably 50 signs telling you not to leave your car because then they had a broken glass picture. It'd be broken into. So we drove to Napa Valley and we had a driver bring us back. So they were in the car the whole time. So while we were there, we were walking around the water area and there's a little shopping area. And we were walking down that and we came out in the middle to go to Ghirardelli's. My wife wanted some chocolate to bring home. These kids, and I say kids because I'm 55, they're probably in their young 20s, were on these bicycles on the sidewalks doing wheelies, chasing people off the sidewalks. And the security guard said to me, he goes, oh, this is nothing. Wait until the summertime and there's 20 people in the gang. Then I went into CVS Pharmacy to get a pillow for my wife who I had to push in a wheelchair. And as I'm in there, these two guys came in and 60% of everything's behind glass. They stole everything they could and just walked right out the door. And I'm sitting there going, this doesn't happen in Greenville. What a beautiful state, and they've ruined it.
Yeah. I lived there 5 years, and back in the early 80s, that's where my radio career started, out there.
That's great. That's awesome.
Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. My advice, stay out of there. Come visit the free state of Florida. You won't have the same problems or see the same things you saw out there, I can tell you that. To our phones we go. Jim is in the free state of Texas. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Sean. I hope you're doing well, too. You know, this whole thing with this HER report, I mean, it stinks to high heavens. I really find it hard to believe that the special prosecutor, number one, is going to make the determination whether or not to recommend charges be filed against the president. If he would have said, hey, you know, I think this needs to be prosecuted, that would have gone through DOJ, probably would have gone to Merrick Garland. And Merrick Garland, no way in heck he would say yes. And, you know, the difference between Biden and the president is you can get the and I'm talking about President Trump, you know, you've got so many liberal places, and it's like the saying about, you know, indicting a ham sandwich, you know, that would do that. And there's no way that they would indict Joe Biden. And I don't think her has any kind of medical degree to make a determination about competency. When people go into court, they often go through a competency hearing. And medical professionals come in to determine, is this person medically, psychologically fit to make, you know, assist with their case? Do they know what they did?
Her made the case that he was incompetent to stand trial, no doubt about it. But the worst answer he made, we had Congressman Kiley on the program yesterday, is when Kiley said, well, with all the evidence, you didn't exonerate him. You found evidence that he willfully did this and all this other evidence. But then you determine, well, the jury would likely find him a nice old man that was very forgetful, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, if people heard the evidence as you describe in this, in your findings, would any juror, was it possible they'd find him guilty? Oh, absolutely. Well, then he should have charged them. And the fact that he didn't, it just highlights everything that we already know, that our justice system is corrupted, it's weaponized, it's been politicized, and we have a dual system of justice. It's sad.
Let the jury make the determination. And if you read the transcript when they're talking about the bit with Biden's son being passing away, where Joe Biden gave the dates, if you read the transcript, you'll hear his attorneys in the background telling him, yeah, it was 2016 or 15. I can't remember what. And one of the attorneys goes, yeah, it was May 5th or whatever the date was. President Biden did not come up with that information on his own. So when the mainstream media is telling you that, oh, he's cognizant, he's aware, he knows what's going on, he doesn't have a clue. And of course, they're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you, hey, you know, he had to be told the dates. I can remember the date my brother passed away, which was 6 years ago, last living relative that I had, you know, I remember the date my mom and my dad passed away. Nobody has to refer me to back to a calendar or tell me the date that
the guy didn't know he was president in 2009. He said, "Was I still president then? I'm sorry, vice president then." I mean, yeah, that's all you need to know. That's not somebody that would be determined competent enough to stand trial. Anyway, you raise great points. I completely hear you. It's frustrating as hell. Anyway, I got to move on to some other calls. Jim, thank you. Rob in Michigan, you're next on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, Sean. I appreciate you and your staff members allowing this call to happen. And based upon what the last caller just said, we cannot afford to have the 2024 election put into question or stolen. Now, if you don't believe that something negatively happened here in the state of Michigan, you can ask Tudor Dixon what her opinion is of what happened in Wayne County. My suggestion is that a motion go in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, time being of the essence, to reaffirm that it's one legal vote for one legal U.S. citizen, and that there be no executive orders expanding the vote to anybody else. So we need to reaffirm the voting practices and making sure that our election clerks can account for every vote. The mail-in ballot situation of 2020 was ridiculous. Some of those should have never happened. In fact, in Wayne County, the Republicans were forced out of observing the election process for Wayne County, and nothing has...
Well, I mean, they made no accommodations for COVID to uphold laws that allow for partisan observers to observe. Constitutions were completely ignored. Case in point, Pennsylvania, they have very specific language as it relates to mail-in voting, very limited circumstances. But the legislature, rather than do the heavy lift of getting a constitutional amendment, they just passed legislation. That would make it unconstitutional. Or the 3-4 decision with a stinging rebuke by the Chief Justice in Wisconsin on regular laws that were being ignored in the state of Wisconsin. That was a real case. And, well, you know, it's just unfortunate. Now, the one thing they won't have this year, they won't have COVID as an excuse, but I would put the responsibility, the burden of it on the RNC now. The RNC has got to up their game based on the system we're stuck with, not the one we wish we had. Last word for you.
Well, I was just saying that by going to the U.S. Supreme Court and having them reaffirm what is a legal vote, I think gives the RNC in every electoral district, the right.
I don't think they're ever going to take it up. I think they have to. I think they're going to have to do that work independently, and that's why I'm putting as much of the burden as possible on them. I hear what you're saying, though. Not a bad idea. I just don't think it would happen. Anyway, I do appreciate your call. All right, let's say you're out on the road, you're with your family, you're out on the open road, seeing the great country we love, and then, you hear that noise and something causes your car to break down. Guess what? It could be a disaster financially and in other ways, safety-wise, unless you have a plan through CarShield. Now, from cars and trucks to SUVs, they have a plan for everybody, and it can protect up to 5,000 parts and systems. And you're going to save big dollars, God forbid, if your engine blows, your transmission's out, your entertainment system, electronics. They cover up to 5,000 parts, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. Plans include unlimited mile road trips. It's never been easier. You get exclusive access to CarShield's concierge service, as well as 24/7 roadside assistance and help if you have a flat or damaged tire, a lockout, or a rental car option you need. Anyway, call CarShield now. Speak with one of their experts, and they'll answer all your questions. You're going to get a free quote in minutes. Call CarShield right now before a breakdown happens, and you're stuck with that expensive car repair bill. Anyway, you'll save 20% by mentioning my name. Call 800-587-5060 or check out their website. It's carshield.com/Hannity. Call 800-587-5060 or go to their website. It's carshield.com/Hannity. All right, loaded up tonight. Hannity, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. We got Kellyanne Conway, Tommy Lahren, Reince Priebus, Senator Tim Scott tonight, John Solomon, Jason Chaffetz, Victor Davis Hanson, Pete Hegseth, much more. Set your DVR. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.